You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. On Sunday, Tillers International in Scotts will hold its annual Harvest Fest. Most years, the event is a celebration of local food and local farming. And a lot of that, the food, the music, the animals, that's still there. But this year's event is different. For the first time, Tillers is focusing on its own efforts to teach old-fashioned farming techniques, both in the States and internationally. WMUK's Robbie Feinberg has more.
There's a saying among the staff at Tillers International, and it's not exactly flattering towards the organization.
There's many times when our executive director, Dick Rosenberg, has said that we're probably better known in Africa than we are in our backyard.
That's Lori Evesk, the education coordinator at Tillers. She says Tillers' mission to keep alive old-fashioned farming technologies and expand them throughout Africa is still as strong as ever. But she says a lot of people in Kalamazoo still think of Tillers as just that big farm over in Scotts.
So by highlighting what Tillers is doing as part of the Fall Harvest Fest, which is one of the times of the year where we get large numbers of people coming to visit who may never have heard of or seen what we do on a global context.
So what exactly does Tillers do internationally? To find out, you've got to head to a little farming plot in the middle of Tillers' fields. It's here that David Kramer and Amos Mbani are trying out a brand new farm tool they've been working on for months. Kramer teaches woodworking in Comstock. Mazimbani, meanwhile, has spent the summer here learning new farming techniques to bring back to his village in Mozambique.
Okay, I think we're good here, Maza. Yeah, I got it fixed. I think we're good.
Today, the two are testing out a new ripper they've built in their workshop. It's a metal contraption made up of long metal bars and bicycle parts that tills the soil. Attached by a chain, two mammoth oxen yank the ripper's beam beneath the soil to create a long, deep trench in the ground. Kramer crouches down and shows me how rain will hopefully fall right inside.
Sometimes the rains in Africa, you know, they'll come. Yeah. The first rain will come and then it might be 2 weeks before the next one hits again. But if you can plant on that first rain and you've got enough water to get the seeds started and keep them going until the rainy season really starts in, then you've got a head start on your on your planting and a longer growing season.
A few hundred feet away, Kramer and Mazimbani show me their other inventions. This one's an ox-driven planter that spits out seeds every 8 inches or so. Mazimbani is excited to try all these out when he returns home. For years, he says, he's had to plant and rip by hand. These will save some serious time.
By hand, maybe can take 3 weeks, 4 weeks, you see. But a reason for 2 days, maybe 1 day.
These kinds of innovations aren't just important in Africa. More and more farmers in the United States are now opting for horse or oxen power rather than tractors. Stephen Leslie owns a horse-powered farm and is speaking at Harvest Fest this weekend. He says there are a whole bunch of reasons a farmer might opt for horses rather than tractors. Startup costs are low, you're not using up fuel, so it's better for the environment, and it's simply more peaceful.
I think it's also attracting people who are really rethinking the food system that we've created in North America at this point and wanting to be part of a kind of a grassroots change that goes towards a more localized, sustainable food system.
Leslie says these farmers are still a tiny percentage of the overall population. Because of that, mainstream businesses aren't developing tools to help farmers use horses to plant or plow or cultivate. He says there are really only two places that are helping these farmers: Amish communities and Tillers.
And I think what organizations like Tillers are trying to say is, let's help these people improve their existing models, which have worked for them, in some cases, for centuries. Let's help them tweak and improve those models with improved seed, improved tools, improved technologies at the scale they're already working.
As part of Harvest Fest, Tillers will be holding a panel discussion with Leslie and two other horse-powered farmers to show people that this kind of farming is being done, and it's being done well. The organization is also taking another step with a new farmer incubator program as a way to help local farmers who want to use horses or oxen but may not have the money. With that and the new techniques and tools, the organization hopes that these farms can make rural communities stronger. You can learn more at Harvest Fest. It starts on Sunday at 11:30. For WMUK, I'm Robbie Feinberg.